the North Carolina High School Athletic Association regional finals are here. And they're all going to be held under one roof at Wake Forest University, even the state championship. With that being said, I got a few matchups I want to discuss. But before then, I'm going to hit my music and drink my Prime. Maybe they'll give me an endorsement. I got something for them because I drink a whole lot of this. Raw mind, raw thoughts. Hit my music.
You're on time to talk sports with Raw Mind. Game day, who plays with updates of all kinds? From press box to sideline, who got cut, who got signed? Who's clutch when it's crunch time? The starting lineup or the pine? These athletes compete, some without even trying. You want a championship, you gotta grind. When them bright lights shine, and this game go nine, they gon' cover the story, not quite like Ryan. Exclusive interviews, dudes plug like Mike Line. He's got the inside scoop of why, who got fine. Prime time, got the game statistics. I could say, if you wasn't at the game, you missed it. But now Raw Mind Sports covers the distance. Front row, that's close like a coach's assistant. You wanna be in the know? Eyes open and listen. This is Raw Mind Sports, another edition.
Welcome to another edition of Raw Mind Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Jones, and this show is brought to you by Monica Ricks of Essential Collections. Visit her website, www.escentullcollection.site. Use the promo code Raw Mind. Use promo code Raw Mind. Get a 15% discount on all her products. The products that I use, the products that I always put on my body and face, you know, skin conditioner to the body wash, to the cold bonds that help the children, to the beard bond, who's helping me get my beard in, you know, keeping it trim and trying to get it back out neat. Shout out to my barber too at the same time. So with that being said, Monica Ritz, essentially yours on Instagram. So with that being said, North Carolina High School Athletic Association's regional finals are here, and they're all played at Wake Forest University this week. So many games, so many to cover. Mr. Jones, Mr. Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts will be in the building as well for some of these games. And I'm going to try to be in tune and try to help you guys, keep you guys up to date as well as other media outlets. But at the same time, Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts will give his Raw Thoughts as well. So with that being said, let's start off with the first matchup. And let me tell you right now, some really good teams here. Oh, there you go. I'm about to start talking and get it up. All right, some really good teams. You know, we got the defending state champs, Wilson Prep, versus Bertie. Bertie has been playing very, very good basketball this season. We already know about Wilson Prep. But first, before I get into this matchup, let me tell you something. You know, Wilson Prep, you know, game, they squeaked by South Wake Academy the other night, even though it was in their house, their den. But one thing about the Wilson Prep Tigers, we know this type of games define them. Like, no matter what, the best players show up even in the most crucial moments. The one thing they did, if they didn't do anything else, although it wasn't at the game, but looking at the highlights, down by two, Southwick Academy had a chance to win the game. They didn't. The defense got what they needed to get done to get the stop to possibly get back to the state championship. But first, they got to get through. They got to play against Bertie. And you know one thing about Lil' Act, Coach Act said he wants to get there because he expects South Stokes to be there, and he wants to be that matchup. But I'm going to tell you something now. We already know a lot from me, from Wilson Prep and Ferguson and those assassins for Wilson Prep. And they're going to be playing in the game first thing Monday. Well, not first thing Monday, but Monday, 4 p.m. That's tomorrow, people. That's tomorrow. And you might want to get there early for this one. And the thing about Bertie, we haven't talked about Bertie yet, but Bertie has been led by Zamir Dempsey, who is shooting 60% from the field, was averaging 20.1 points a game. He's just a junior. You got Taquan Holly, 13 points a game, leads team in rebounds with 6.1 rebounds a game, and Jalkelvin Roscoe at 10.2 points per game, leads the team in assists with 5.2 assists a game. They've been playing some good ball this season, I ain't gonna lie. But I just feel like at the moment, the experience right here is gonna matter. Bertie's a really good team. We're going to see what they're going to do. But I feel like, in my prediction, the Wilson Prep Tigers find their way back to the state championship. It's sometimes in games and in the playoffs where it may be a game that doesn't be dominated or blowout. But you have certain teams that, even though they win in those moments, they can still come back and be able to find a way to play even better basketball the next round. They always say you advance and move on. And the Wilson Prep Tigers are moving on. They are the defending state champions. Bertie is a really good team. We can expect whatever, but I feel like I'm going to get Wilson Prep by 8 or 9 points in this game. That's what I got, the Wilson Prep Tigers. So my next matchup is the 3A matchup. By the way, all of Cumberland County, all of Fayetteville, probably going to be at this game. Because now you got Fayetteville divided with 71st versus Westover. And let me tell you, shout out to my guy Ty Ray, who's down there. I done been down there and seen Westover. I heard a lot about 71st. But one thing I will say about this game right here will be interesting. Like I told you before, and I'm going to stick to it because I can't lie. I got to stick with my word. I said the winner of Northern Nash and Westover will probably be the team of the 3A representing the East against whomever they got to play in the 3A over there in the West. So with that being said, let's talk about, we know about Westover. We know how they are. Coach Stackhouse got them going, led by Ari Fulton. You know, Malachi Allen's always stepped up as well the other day as well. They've been playing some good basketball, and we know that Westover is going to be there. But this is my thing. I done had a fan already reach out to me. And, you know, 71st versus Westover is kind of like a rivalry, I want to say. I might be wrong because multiple teams in Fayetteville, Cumberland County. But I had somebody reach out to me the other day, said they could have beat Westover in the last matchup. And let me tell you, the last matchup, I'm trying to see what the score was. Let me see the last matchup when they played against each other. I don't even see it right now. But anyway. Oh, excuse me. They beat them 59-70, Westover. Westover beat 71st, 59-70. But let some fans from 71st tell it, bias or not, they could have beat 71st. They cheated. It was some bad call, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? These two teams got a chance to match up, and it's time to put up a shut up. It's time to put up a shut up because this game is for the marbles. This game is to send one of you to the state championship. This game is what it's about. Nothing else matters. Scrap the plate. Scratch whatever you thought about. Forget what you thought about early. It's time to play some real basketball, and those teams will be playing Tuesday at 4 p.m. at Wake Forest University. But I already told you a lot about Westover and there in a few podcasts I had. But now I'm going to talk about 71st. 71st went on the road the last game to beat Swansboro, which is probably, they supposed to be the number one seed, the best team in the 3A, 72-65. So, you know, but 71st is led by Mylon Campbell at 15.4 points a game. DeAndre Nets, 10.5 points a game, 5 rebounds, 2.3 steals a game. 71st lost to Enlo early in the season. And, of course, they lost to Westover. They had some low-scoring games against Kate Fury and Jack Brick. But in the playoffs, they've been picking it up, playing well. They've been playing some close games, but they know how to win those close games. That's what 71st – it seems like 71st is capable of playing in a close game and coming out victorious. But I still got Westover coming out for me, watching this game, and just feeling like Westover is going to do what they need to do to get there. But – it's a lot of fans at 71st that might say, I don't know what you're talking about, Roman. But you might be wrong this time. They beat us the last time. Don't mean they're going to beat us this time. But your answer is correct. It could go either way at the moment because right now we don't have facts. We're going to win. But I'm telling you my prediction, and that's my raw thoughts, is that I got Westover winning this game here. Westover's going to win this game. Ari Fulton is going to put on the show. Malachi's going to put on the show. That trap, that long, lengthy defense, although I'm quite sure y'all all in Fayetteville, you know each other pretty well. You probably play at the gym together sometimes or whatever gyms or whatever places you be at, although you go to different schools, you know, AAU, things like that. You guys probably have familiarity with each other. But this game here is going to have all of Cumberland County and Fayetteville. And by the way, 910 got a lot of teams in this playoff bracket in the East, and so does the 252. But Westover is my prediction. Those are my raw thoughts. But good luck to both teams, because 71st might come out swinging, so I can't say where my prediction could be right or wrong. But that's my prediction. Those are my raw thoughts. The 3A matchup between a 252 team and a 910 team. We have Terry Sanford versus South Central. And let me tell you, man, South Central has been cooking this season, led by Brooklyn Evans at 14.5 points a game and 11 rebounds a game. This girl is averaging a double-double with Sabrina Baker at 11.1 points a game. But Terry Sanford is young in some key positions, but they're very good, which means we have not seen the last of Terry Sanford unless some kids just randomly transfer. We have not seen them. Those are my raw thoughts. Haven't seen the last Terry Sanford. Terry Sanford is good. Terry Sanford did beat North Pitt early this season. Terry Sanford has some key victories on their schedule too. But they got some talent, some underclassmen that are talented at Terry Sanford. And, you know, they led by junior guard Brianna Roth at 13.9 points a game. She has averages 4.5 steals a game, 7.3 assists a game. Sophomore guard Amari Brown, 12.3 points a game. Then you got a freshman guard, AJ Dyer Blake, at 11 points a game and averaging 7.2 rebounds a game. Couldn't even read my own writing. Raw thoughts. I apologize. My notes. One thing about me, I'm going to keep my notes and keep it moving. That's what I do, raw thoughts. You know, I want to make sure I give my raw thoughts with the raw thoughts in front of me. So, Terry Sanford is good. I just think South Central is going to be probably the most experienced. But I will say this. This ain't the last time we're going to see Terry Sanford. If Terry Sanford does try to pull off the victory against South Central, you know, and both teams have done something unique. They both have beaten a very powerhouse team in North Pitt. They both have beaten North Pitt this season. South Central beat them by 5 early in the season at the beginning when they came back from Christmas break. And Terry Sanford has beat them as well. We haven't seen the last Terry Sanford. Terry Sanford probably – I'm not going to say Terry Sanford can't win this game. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, once again, my raw thoughts is I got it on South Central. But trust me, the next 2 years – and maybe, yeah, next 2 years, you got a guard duo, freshman duo, Jediah Blake and Amaya Brown, because the junior, Brianna Roth, will be a senior next year. So if they can do it this year, do it next year, do you have 2 more years? You got a powerhouse team here with these kids. I mean, with these girls right here, man, they're going to be good for a while. And I'm just impressed with how they're playing basketball. Terry Sanford girls are good. My boy Tyrae, shout out to him. He always makes sure he lets me know about the Fayetteville crew and how good teams are down there. But I just got my experience, South Central. And no, it's not biased about the 252. It's just a thing of, I just think that South Central is their time. You know, interior, presence, down low. Brianna Roth, same thing. She's going to play very well for them. Experience on there. But that freshman, man, and that sophomore, sheesh, they going to be something to deal with in this game. This is going to be another close game. But I think South Central can get over the hump and get over the edge and get to the state championship. But it ain't going to be easy. It ain't going to be easy at all playing against Terry Sanford, because this is a winnable game for Terry Sanford. I'm just choosing South Central. With that being said, oh, shoot. Raw mind, raw thoughts. I had to make sure I got my stuff out the way. Here we go. All right. Now, brought to you by Siobhan, join an independent paparazzi visit. Her website, paparazziaccessories.com. Search her website, her independent personal website, hashtag 14297. You know, Siobhan joined as an independent business owner at Paparazzi. Visit her website. She has fun, fabulous, and nickel and lead free for allergic people. Accessories to avoid allergic reactions. Interested in working with her? Or interested in purchasing product? Her availability is scheduled. She will even do a show. Just let her know. Send her a message on her website or feel free to send her an email. That's right, Siobhan joined the independent paparazzi. Visit her website. I'm going to tell you now, she done sold me, because Mr. Jones has started thinking about getting a bunch of paparazzi stuff. Not necessarily for me, but for my children and for my wife and them. And I'm telling you now, very affordable, nothing too expensive. It's enough to get the job done. I think they have great products, and a lot of people across the country probably heard of this place. But I think the way she addresses it, she has personal attention to your detail, and she's focused on your detail, which is why I'm going with her. And I'm letting you know, this is her hashtag, her personal website. Make sure you put the ID number code in, because that's what you're going to get, her personal website. And she's willing to travel wherever, however, ship to wherever, however. Those are my raw thoughts on that one. All right. So, now that we got those out the way, we have another matchup here. I'm trying to make sure I got my notes together. Do I got it right? Oh, yeah. Here we go. All right. The 2A women's North Pitt versus Seaforth. And, man, I've been hearing a lot of good things about Seaforth, but I have been covering North Pitt, to be honest, raw thoughts. Haven't had a chance to go that way, but I think C4th is a really solid team. I think that this North Pitt team got some hitters that's ready to take the knockout punch. They're ready to knock them out. They're humble. They're respectful. Their dad, not their dad, excuse me, their coach, Raw Thoughts, Coach Pittman always says, respect all, fear none. Respect all, fear none. And this is going to be one of them type of games. They're going to respect, but fear none. Tell you, this is Zamaria Jones, as they call her Z down there, last year. And she's coming out swinging. But I know C4th is really good, too. And I know C4th is going to come out and do what they do. But, you know, both teams got some pretty good victories this week. But again, for the people who haven't seen me or heard me in the last few episodes, make sure you go check back to the other episodes. Subscribe to all my podcast platforms, my website, all of that. So, matter of fact, I'm about to go ahead and make it easy for the people who are viewing this. You can watch it right there. There it goes. Down there on the ticker. You can scroll and check out my website, Raw Mind Sports content on all content players. North Pitt, you, of course, they're averaging. Zamaria Jones averaging 25 points a game. She is shooting 57% of field goals. Jordan Speller, 16.7 points a game, is shooting 69% from the, excuse me. Zamaria Jones is shooting 57% from the field. Jordan Speller is shooting 69% from the field. And then you got Kiana Edwards, which I always call her the unsung hero, the one that you think can do what she needs to do. She is extremely consistent in her position, knowing she has that firepower at the top with Zamaria and Jordan, but she gets it done. This girl's really good. You can't overlook her at all. I'm just telling you, Kanae Edwards is not somebody you need to be overlooking, period. You know, so she's averaging 9.8 points a game, but I'm telling you, she could go for 22. This is my raw thoughts. C4 has Gabby White averaging 15.8 points a game, and she's shooting 49% from the field, 7.9 rebounds per game. This could be a good matchup to see Gabby White with the rebounds per game, get rebounds, and being able to go down into the interior and deal with Lightfoot. And Lightfoot, tell you, she cleans up everything. So I'm ready to see that matchup and see if that matchup can be to a situation where Lightfoot keeps her from averaging 7.8 rebounds game, 7.9 rebounds game. Then you got Katie Leonard at 10.7 points a game, and she's shooting 49% as well from the field. And then you got Peyton Collins averaging 8.7 points a game. But I'm going to tell you, man, this game ain't going to come down to the fundamentals of the game. It's going to come down to who really wants it more. And Zamaria Jones and Jordan Speller are ready for whatever. But I've been hearing a lot about C4th. I know, have I seen him face-to-face myself? Raw thoughts, I haven't. But sometimes that eye test tell you a lot. And the eye test telling me right now, North Pitt is going to be around for a while, even after Zamaria leaves. North Pitt is ready to give that Muhammad Ali 1-2 knockout punch. And it could be the Mike Tyson knockout. That's a whole different type of knockout. We all seen Mike Tyson, for people who watch boxing, have seen Mike Tyson in his dominant years too. I'm talking about that dominant Mike Tyson. He was something serious too. That's the type of mindset the North Pitt girls, Panthers, have under Coach Pittman. My prediction, North Pitt wins this game. It may not be a blowout, but they're going to win this game. All right, and last but not least. Woo! 2A men's matchup, Farmville Central versus Goldsboro. And they play at 6 p.m. Wednesday at Wake Forest University. And oh, by the way, while I'm at it, I apologize. South Central versus Terry Sanford play 6 p.m. on Tuesday. And the North Pitt girls play and versus C4 play 4 p.m. Wednesday. All right, so Farmer Central's coming off a very tough game in the Den playing against Drake Powell of Northwood. They end up winning by 7, but it just seemed like that Farmer Central was given that kill switch every single time when they had it. And just as soon as you thought the kill switch was in, Northwood found their way to get back into the game every single time. So, you know, even though it was times where that team was really like just dominating the entire game, Drake Powell and the Northwood Chargers always found a way to stay in the game. But the one thing that came out of that game, with all the depth, with all the adversity, if you didn't know he was a star, which I've been talking about him for the past few podcasts, you should know now. MJ Williams Jr. at Farmer Central said he didn't care who was out there. He didn't actually say that. I'm just saying that raw thoughts in my mind. But he came to play. He came to step up. He stepped up to the challenge. He's been playing some great basketball all year long. He had a 35-point game, and he was unconscious from everywhere, inside, outside. The heart, the soul, his mindset, he was in Mamba mode. He had the Kobe zone. You know, Mamba mentality, he definitely was. He was in a zone, people. He was in a zone. And his 35 points is definitely one of the important parts of the game and why the Farmer Central's Jaguars are still playing today. He is definitely the reason why. One of the reasons. You know, I'm quite sure Coach Williford felt like, you know, of course, the entire team was, but this kid, man, MJ Williams was playing on another level. He was unconscious. But it's an interesting game here, man. Goldsboro got Mari Latham that's averaging 20 points a game. He's shooting 60% from the field with 8 rebounds. Jaquan Green, 13 points a game, shooting 53% from the field. Nyrese Williams averaging 12 points a game. Last three playoff games with Goldsboro have been close. They know how to gut it out and get victories, and they've been playing some really good games and keeping them close. You know, they beat Washington 80-76. They beat Herbert County by 2 points, 62-60. And then they end up beating Fairmont 63-56. Now they have a date with the reigning 2A state champs, the Farmville Central Jaguars, whom people think, and I think myself, is going to be a rematch between Reedsville and Farmville Central, and in which a lot of people just think Reedsville just automatically has the throne and think they're going to win the state championship. People think they don't think they can be beaten. But I got news for them now. Whatever happened in the wall tournament is out the door. Because the Farmville Central Jaguars are going to be playing in the state championship. But they got to get past this roadblock too, because this Goldsboro team seems to be very competitive and keep games where they need to be so they can find a way to pull away. But I'm going to tell you, this former Central team is deep. I expect them to win this game by 8 or more points. Those are my raw thoughts. Those are my raw thoughts. And with that being said, those are my raw thought picks, former Central, North Pitt, Westover, and South Central. Those are my picks. I might go 4-0 with these picks, or I might be 500. Who knows? But at the end of the day, these are my raw thought picks. And I'm glad you guys watch this show. I hope you're enjoying all the content. I got plenty of interviews. Feel free to reach out to rawmindsports.com. Let me know who I need to interview next, or athlete I need to interview next, no matter the sport, no matter high school sport, or whatever the sport is, college sport, it don't matter, whatever it is. Raw Mind Sports is there, baseball, wrestling, sword. If it's lacrosse, field hockey, it don't matter. I'm always up for a great conversation. And even learning some sports I don't even have a clue about. And that's raw thoughts. Because some sports I don't know a lot about. But one thing about it, I would know a lot about it by the time I get through talking to you. Because I'm going to make sure I get myself in that book. And I learned everything about that sport and learn the history of it and learn the players and the game of it. But with that being said, man, North Carolina High School Athletic Association's regional finals all playing at Wake Forest University this week. May the best teams win. But I already gave you my picks. Those are my raw thoughts. With that being said, Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts is out.
You're on time to talk sports with Raw Mind. Game day, who plays with updates of all kinds? From press box to sideline, who got cut, who got signed?